You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Bill Scooby of Scooby and Company Lifestyle Clothing in Spring Lake, New Jersey. Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bill, I saw something online a couple of days ago about an anti-Obama display that is causing quite a stir, not only in New Jersey, but across the nation. I'm sure even in some parts of the world who are fans of President Obama. I want to get into that in detail, but before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you give them a little bit of background about who you are?
Sure. I'm the grandson of Russian immigrants on one side and Polish immigrants on the other side. My mother's side raised me, basically. My grandfather was Catholic. My grandmother was a Jew. So I've got guilt coming from both ends. And I've got a little store in Spring Lake. We've been here since 1999. We built it ourselves. Nobody helped us. And we've got a nice little business. You know, it's definitely, I'd say, a middle-price to an upper-ended store. So the customer base that I have is along the same lines. Spring Lake is an upper-ended town, so that's the guy that I cater to. And right now in the market the way it is, with so few stores left, small stores at least, you've got to pick a spot. And I have. And I do a pretty good job, I think, of catering to that guy. And there's only about two or three stores left in the state that are like us. And, you know, we get a lot of notoriety because we are what we are. And we kind of realize our niche, you know, and that's the key. I mean, you got to know what you're doing. I guess also politically, I have turned into the same type of person. That's it.
Are you from Jersey your whole life?
No, I'm from New York. I grew up in New York. My dad was in the service, and we lived in a Quonset hut in Canarsie, you know, which is right off of Flatlands Avenue and Rockaway Park, that whole area. And then my dad came back from World War II, and he was injured, and eventually it took a long time for him to die, but it was a long, long time. He was in and out of VA hospitals the balance of his life, so I only got to see him if I went to the hospital because he had shrapnel, and eventually that turned into stomach cancer, and then eventually he had a heart attack, and he died of the heart attack, but he lived a long time. It was kind of funny because I moved from a Quonset hut, which, you know, you remember things as a kid. And I remember this tin roof, and every time it rained, it sounded like you were inside of a tin can. We moved into a rent control project, which is one of the first ones they built out there, actually. So you talk about a background. I'm a street kid, and that's what it's all about. I got lucky. I saw something that I was good at. I pursued it, and I took it as far as it could possibly go before I got out of the corporate end of it, and then we opened the store. And there was definitely a niche here, and that's what I did, and we kind of filled that niche.
What type of items do you sell there?
Well, we do everything from sportswear all the way through custom suits. And, you know, the guy who's wearing a better suit today, in my mind's eye, why pay for something off the rack that has to be cut up and made to fit as best as it can when, you know, you can make a suit for somebody for just a little bit more money. And, you know, the guy gets exactly what he wants that way. And we built a nice little quiet business in the custom end of the business doing that. And the sportswear is just phenomenal. I mean, it sells. When guys come in here on the weekend, they need some stuff and they just grab it and go. We've got customers that have several houses. And I've got a couple of customers that I see almost on a bi-weekly basis because they don't pack from where they are up in North Jersey or someplace else, and they come in here and grab what they need for the weekend. So we're, you know, we're open for that guy to come in and make his choices. And, you know, it's really great because you get to know the people that you're really doing business with. Sometimes they become your friends, and a lot of times, you know, they become your social life as well as part of the store life. We try to keep it a little separate because it's a quiet time after you've talked to somebody all day long and you've heard positive or negative, and you're dealing with the public is not the easiest thing in the world. But with my personality, I guess I'm not easy either. It works on both sides.
Oh, you sound pretty easy. How old are you, Bill?
I'm 66 years old as of August.
Now, Spring Lake is a beautiful, some might say idyllic-looking town in New Jersey. It's got this beautiful Main Street, a wonderful lake, I guess Spring Lake, and parks, and just something that you see in the movies, am I right?
Absolutely.
It really is a wonderful town. And it's, as you said, an upper-end town. There's a lot of the, as is mentioned in a bunch of these articles, a lot of the one percenters living there, right?
You know, you have a year-round population that's here. And I think that the real big money that's in this town uses this on a part-time basis. This might be one of several homes that they own, but it's certainly a spot where people who maybe have a bigger house in North Jersey don't want to leave the state, but they don't want to stay in the big house. They may buy something just a little bit smaller here, and then, you know, this is kind of a transition spot for them to move on, maybe to Florida, South Carolina, wherever they're going to go.
Must be nice. So let's take a look here. I'm looking on Wikipedia, and the 2010 census, if this is correct, of course, there are going to be some errors, plus or minus, about 98% white, and it says 0.27% African-American. And at least according to the 2010 census, 8 people in Spring Lake out of a population of about 3,000, out of a population of 3,000, 8 are African-American or black, however you want to refer to them. Now, the article, I guess the first one came out, it looked like October 9th from what I could see. And one of the headlines is Spring Lake Business Window Display Depicts Obama as Witch Doctor. Another one says New Jersey Business Owner's Window Display Depicts Obama as a Witch Doctor Features Derogatory Acronym FYBO. And, of course, anybody who has been paying attention to the news probably is aware of this. Right in the, I guess, in the store window in the display, there's an image of Obama as a witch doctor with, I guess, a bone through his nose. So this display in the window of your store has the image of As it says here in this article, the president's head superimposed on the body of a wit doctor above the word Obamacare, and the C in Obamacare is in the shape of a communist hammer and sickle symbol. And there's a tombstone featuring a picture of Obama with a stethoscope and the inscription, "I told you I was sick." A mannequin also reportedly wears a hat with an acronym FYBO, which of course doesn't stand for F.U. Barack Obama. It stands for something else, as I found it. We'll go over that. And of course, this display coming around Halloween and the election is causing a stir to the point where you are getting calls from people across the country either supporting this and your First Amendment rights or opposing it. And as I learned from several of these articles, you actually had, I don't know if it was exactly this same display up last year and nobody really paid attention. Is that so?
Well, the truth of the matter is, I do a display like this, you know, not always picking on Obama, but Halloween's a good time to get your point out. And it's also funny. I couldn't think of a scarier window than putting this guy in the window. With Obamacare, you know, on the horizon, that's going to be adapted. And if it does get adapted, if he gets in, you know, it all changes. The whole world changes. Our whole world changes. I've done windows like this before, but not exactly the way this window is. I mean, I'm a window trimmer. That's what I did. When I was a kid working in the menswear business, I had the ability to do this, where a lot of guys don't. And some stores have to pay for this kind of stuff. Well, I can do it myself. Also, it saves me a lot of money doing my own windows. But they're going to be my way, my bent. Yeah, I did have a window in last year with a mannequin sitting next to a large pumpkin, and the mannequin was holding the Obama mask that's on the skeleton, actually. It's a skeleton from a doctor's office with a crown on top of it. So it's a mask of Obama. There's a king's crown on top of Obama. There's a really cool tie on the thing. And then the grace on my wife gave me about, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And it's pretty damn heavy. It weighs about 40 pounds. And it says, "I told you I was sick," which is her favorite thing. Every time she tells me she doesn't feel well, and I always pass it off as, "Oh, come on, you know, suck it up." And she gets sicker. She saw this thing, and that was it. She bought it. We've used this gravestone for 4 or 5 years. Now, the picture that's of Obama in a rubber glove when this whole thing really hit the fan and the Supreme Court turned around and said they're throwing it back in our court. If you don't like him, get rid of him. That meant at that point, if he was going to get in again, it was going to be there. So I used that picture as an ad. I ran an ad, actually, in a local newspaper, and I called it my Obamacare sale. And it caught a lot of people's attention. Sure, I got some phone calls. People didn't appreciate it. But for the most part, it got out there, and I've used it again. I saved the picture. And again, it's an internet picture. Now, as far as the picture of Obama himself dressed as a witch doctor, that's a picture that's been out there for as long as Obamacare has been around, as far as I understand. I am not computer savvy. I don't sit in front of a computer. It doesn't interest me at all. So I don't know where it came from, but I can tell you it's someplace out there on the net. I took it to a sign guy who does all my signs. And when he blew it up and put it on Gator Board on the back, it was phenomenal. I mean, the color was just outstanding on this thing. I had to use it. I mean, there's just no way. I just had to go in the window. But it turns out it's not an African witch doctor. It's an Aboriginal witch doctor. So I guess I pissed off Australia, too. Now, do you remember when Biden made the remark about the president carries a big stick?
You know, I'm ignorant when it comes to politics, so no, okay. I don't remember. But I'm sure that most of the listeners would probably remember.
Right. Well, he made a comment about the president carrying a big stick. Well, this guy's picture has this fantastic stick that he's holding onto. So I was just trying to prove Biden right for a change by using the picture with the big stick. So that's my sense of humor. Like it or not, that's what it is.
Right. When did the display actually go up then? Do you remember the actual date?
Yeah, it was, last Saturday. A week ago Saturday, we had an Italian festival here. So I put that window in a couple of days before. Now, the window I had in before that, which I thought was a much better window, was the movie poster from the movie 2016 Barack Obama. I had seen that movie, and it really kind of got the message home, as far as I was concerned. I thought Dinesh D'Souza did an incredible job using Obama's voice for the background and showing pictures of what, you know, he's done, where he came from, the whole nine yards. They didn't go into the birther thing and everything else. They gave Obama the okay. He comes from Hawaii, and his father was basically Barack Obama Sr., you know, who shows up in town and I guess eventually marries Obama's mother. The father was a left-wing guy. Obama was a left-wing guy. This guy, Marshall Davis, he was a left-wing guy. The grandmother was a left-wing guy. Well, Jesus, he's not going to go right-wing, is he, if he's had all this exposure to left-wing?
Right.
So I took a bunch of my buddies one night. We went and saw it. Guys that just totally thought, you know, you got to be kidding me. The stuff that you say is nuts and everything else. I said, come with me. See the movie. So we took a bunch of guys to the movie. And I was amazed because each one of these guys was at least, I'd say, 68 to 75. I'm surprised they stayed awake for the whole thing. You know, and when you consider a 75-year-old guy's kidneys, none of them got up to go. You know, so I mean, that in itself was a big deal.
And I didn't see that yet.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good movie. I think it's right. Playing again, and it might even be on HBO at this point. But I think it's something everybody should see. I think you should see it, because 90% of the people that are calling me racist and all this other stuff, I've heard it every way you can possibly hear it, you know, with every expletive in front of it and behind it. And the truth of the matter is, they can't argue with you, because they think you hate black people. Well, you know what? I don't see color. It's not even the point. I'm colorblind.
Especially growing up in Brooklyn. I mean, that's
Jesus Christ, yeah, are you kidding me? I mean, I come from an area that probably was, I was a minority. You know, I mean, that's basically the way it was. And you learned your friends were your friends. They had your back. There were no gangs. I didn't hang with a Russian, Polish, Norwegian, Jewish gang. I mean, I don't think they had one of those.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, thank God. God only knows I would have been raping and pillaging through Brooklyn if I was that Norwegian. You know, but, you know, the truth of the matter is, here I am. I put this window in. It garners the attention that I never thought it was going to garner.
Okay, so we're talking maybe October 4th or October 5th.
Yeah, right around there.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, the window before that was the Obama sign in the window. I had that made up professionally, so it was, and it's big. It's about maybe 4 to 4.5 foot tall, with a suit behind it, guy holding the sign, and he was in a suit. And I had golf clubs in the window because the sign depicts him playing golf on the front lawn of the White House. I had some hats made up, a couple dozen hats made up, that say Romney Ride in 2012, and the hat says Ask George. Well, everybody comes in here and says, oh, ask George. What's that, George Bush? No, it's George Obama, the president's half-brother who lives in a 5-foot by 5-foot shack in Kenya. And even in the interview, as far as D'Souza could come up with, Obama's half-brother gave quite an interview. Obama's never helped him, never reached out to him. My understanding is after this movie was made, it's a documentary basically, Dinesh D'Souza was contacted by Obama's brother to help him because he has a daughter that was quite ill and he needed money to pay for the medical portion of it. So I guess I really was affected by that. So I figured, okay, let me go from the Obama window with the 2016 sign, which garnered a little bit of attention, negative and positive, and let me really blow him out of here for... for Halloween, which is right. We get about 1,000 kids that come through Spring Lake, and they come through for candy, and we give it out. We stay here all day. Some stores close. They don't want to deal with it. I love it. I love seeing the kids. They love coming to me. You know, it's fun. My wife dresses up, you know, in a Halloween costume. She's a retired school teacher. We have a good time doing this.
Right.
And, you know, for anyone that doesn't know me, if you stay open for a day like that, it's a good thing to do. People find out about you. Because as much advertising as you can do and pay for, you know, the advertising that you get by word of mouth and stuff gives you so much more attention, good or bad. I mean, you get it both ends.
Right.
And basically that was it. Now, there's a woman from town and her husband, and I guess they're one of the minority in the town, black, and she's white, and she took total offense to this. She didn't come to me to tell me that. She turned around, and since we list our manufacturers on the window, wrote letters to everyone or emailed everyone or called every one of those manufacturers to tell them that she was going national with this to the news agencies and that if they didn't pull their goods out of my store, it was going to affect them in a negative way. And she also called in the media, and that's how this whole thing went from just a local thing that I kind of do a lot to something that branched out. Once it goes viral, that's it. You're across the world. I've gotten phone calls from Iraq. I got a phone call. Oh, yeah. I got a phone call from soldiers in Iraq. I've gotten several of those. I got 2 phone calls from Israel. I think my grandmother's channeling herself over there because these people are calling me. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable.
You know what's amazing, though? I found about, I would say, under 10 articles about this matter. Of course, the ones in the Asbury Park Press you can't access because they go black. They want you to subscribe to it. But
right.
Literally, New York broadcasters had contacted you, ABC, I know, 880 Radio, 1010. You've been on the radio. You've been in newspapers. You've been on the internet. But I didn't see anything that mentioned what you just mentioned about this local minority there doing what you did. Is this the first time that you brought it up?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. And you know what? The truth of the matter is, I'm taking the heat. But you know what? I didn't bring this to national attention. This is for local consumption. This is something that I do all the time. If you had come to me and said, look, this picture is offensive to my husband, I would have said, hey, you know what? I would have put plan B in, which I did. I actually took the picture out after I realized that that seemed to be the catalyst for all this hate and took the picture out of the window. And I'm replacing it today with a picture of Big Bird. And the caption on Big Bird is going to be, Big Bird, you're old enough and you're big enough to support yourself.
Okay, so you're actually going to do this today.
I took the picture out several days ago. I took it out when I realized that that seemed to be what everybody was focusing on. They weren't focusing on the sign over my door. They weren't focusing on the skeleton with the mask and the crown on. They were focusing on this. And they were focusing on the FYBO hats, which I'd like to tell you all about.
Before you do that, I just want to ask, you're talking about the picture of Obama as a witch doctor.
As a witch doctor. That's out. It's been out for a number of days.
Go ahead and tell the listeners what this FYBO means.
Okay, when Obama made his little statement about, you didn't build that, I happened to be in the store. Listened to the entire thing. Didn't listen to a portion of it, listened to the whole thing. And then I also listened to the whole speech when he said, the private sector's doing fine. It's the government that needs more help. I listened to that as well. Well, I went ballistic. So I have this picture that I've used before, and I'll tell you who I used it on. A local councilman who happens to be a Republican once made a comment, I could care less about the businesses on 3rd Avenue. So this is a picture of a guy with his head up his ass. It's a great picture.
Yeah, I've seen that on the internet, sure.
Right, it's on the internet. Now, I might have been the first one to use this picture. Who the hell knows? But I used it on this particular councilman. It stayed on my door for almost 2 years until he retired. And then I kind of put it aside, and I thought, man, I got the best picture to do this. So I put the picture up on the wall. It's right over my front door again. It's a pretty good sign. Again, it's professionally done because, hey, look, I'm not cutting expense on this. I want people to see it. And it says, Mr. President, basically it says, thank you for letting us know how you really feel about small business in America. So I also got the bright idea because I happen to be close to a guy that does hats and all that stuff, and came up with FYBO. And what it means, or it was supposed to mean in the beginning, I made up maybe 20 hats, and I was going to give them out to the business owners in town. And what it meant was, this is the original meaning, for you business owners. And on the back of the hat, which nobody's even mentioned, it says SLNJ Tea Party. Now, let me tell you what the Tea Party is in Spring Lake.
Right.
It's me. It's the guy who works with me, Danny. Any of the guys that may come in and work part-time or hang out with us, we drink iced tea every day. I drink Joe's. I drink Snapple. I drink whatever I can get my hands on. I don't drink soda, so we drink that. And I drink beer. So those are the two things I like, iced tea and beer. I think the beer party wouldn't have made any sense, so we called ourselves the Tea Party.
It's amazing how everything gets distorted when the mainstream media gets their rotten fingers on everything.
They only want to focus on one thing, race, race, race. Let's get the race issue going.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because I think two things. I think, number one, it sells papers or gets people to go to your blacked out deal the way the Asbury Park Press does. And I think there are actually papers that probably have the contingency which may read it, like, I guess, the New York Star Ledger. And I don't think I've read the Star Ledger twice in my whole life, but, I mean, they want me boycotted. So supposedly tomorrow, which is Wednesday, there may very well be a boycott in front of my store.
Even though the Obamacare picture is off.
I think basically they're going to come no matter what, because I think this has become a lightning rod issue. It's going to bring attention to the Democrats and poor Obama, who's getting his butt handed to him right now for all the stuff that he's done, and his administration, which is like crumbling right in front of his face. And I think he needs the same kind of spark that Biden did the other day to the vice presidential candidate. I mean, did you ever see a guy make so many facial expressions? I mean, if I was his son, I'd have him for an MRI and maybe see if his meds are too high.
You know, I turned it off right after I heard the moderator say something really stupid.
Oh, my God. I was trying to figure out who he was debating, if he was debating the moderator or debating Biden. It seemed like he was debating both.
You know what? These are just actors, and it's hard to take them seriously. But
no, it's bad acting.
Yeah, it is bad. But as far as the racism issue, I also read in one of the articles that you have a biracial granddaughter. Is that right?
Yes, I do. And I'm sorry I mentioned that. I really am, because they went after her. And my son is going through a divorce with the mother of that kid. And, you know, she's part of our family. She's 17, going through some really tough times right now, and she didn't need this on top of the whole thing. So if I was smart, which I probably will admit to not being as smart as I should be over stuff, I never would have done this because of her, and I love her to death, and she's part of her family. Actually, we have three grandkids from that marriage, and they tried to get to her, and they said, you know, you're a child of white rape, and you know, black on white rape, and all this other stuff. Well, the truth of the matter is, I don't know if that's true or not, because my son's white, and the mother of my granddaughter's white, but this girl is absolutely gorgeous. She looks like Holly Berry with long hair. I mean, she is absolutely stunning, and a smart kid, and maybe one day again she'll talk to me. Right now, probably not.
It's a shame. People are just so crude and insensitive most of the time when something ticks them off like this. You mentioned that you got calls from Iraq.
Oh, my God.
How many calls have you gotten so far?
Probably, I would say around 250 to 300 phone calls and maybe 1,800 emails.
And have you tracked as far as, do they favor what you did?
Oh, 90-10 positive over negative. What upsets me more than anything else is the fact that I tried to get in touch with the Republican campaign headquarters. And other than talking to a nice lady who seemed to know me, no one else has reached out to me, number one. Which, you know, maybe they want to stay away from a hot-button issue like this. They don't want to get into the race aspect of it. And plus, we got presidential debates, another one tonight, which I can't wait to see. And maybe this isn't the most positive thing that you could bring to light. So I understand it. But the Democrats didn't have any problem coming out with a statement. The mayor of my town is a Democrat. She had no problem coming out with a statement, and her photo op picture was just gorgeous. I was trying to find a blonde wig that I could put on because I want to run an ad this week, and I really wanted to wear a blonde wig that would look kind of like her blonde wig, but still haven't been. And I'm bald, so I'm more Sean Connery than I am Teddy Lamar. Yeah, we'll let that one go. But
obviously you have a sense of humor. I guess people don't have a sense of humor anymore.
Oh, you got it. You
right.
Have no clue.
That's
humor.
I kind of do, and I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. Aren't people supposed to laugh about stuff like this? Are these people above being mocked out? I mean, the same thing happened in revolutionary times when there were cartoons being made of King George. And I'm sure that the same reactions were exhibited back then because human psychology does not change. No matter how far back you look, you can go back to the Iliad and the Odyssey 10,000 years ago. People were the same. And they don't evolve past the point of going, oh, that's just a joke. Ha ha, fun. Let me concentrate on something more serious. Now, let's pay attention to a display in a window in a tiny little town on the Jersey Shore. Ridiculous. So you said tomorrow there may be a boycott.
I got a phone call from, I thought initially it was somebody who shops in my store. I've met so many people in the news media and everything. I don't remember the names half the guys that I've met. But there was a guy that was around here for 2 or 3 days, and I think he works for the Star Ledger or may work for a news organization on the web end of it up in there. And, you know, I mean, he comes in, he's interviewed me a million times. I think it's the same guy. I'm not sure. And I told the police yesterday at my might be a customer, and they're trying to track him down to find out what his source is. But he told me heads up that Wednesday, you know, there's going to be a huge boycott in front of the store, there's going to be buses in the whole nine yards, and this is going to get out of hand. So I let the police know. Hopefully, the business improvement district is letting everybody know, too, so they can be prepared for this. Let the restaurants all know, because I'm sure they're going to, these people are going to have to go to the bathroom somewhere, and also they're going to have to eat, so everybody should have enough food around here.
You're generating business for the town. That's great. Is Al Sharpton supposed to be showing up tomorrow?
You know what? That's what I heard, but who knows?
That's great.
It could be Al Sharpton. It could be, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, you know, it gets so wacky out of hand within 5 minutes of information like this going out. Who knows?
Great. How about any death threats?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've gotten those. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Telephonic or email or both?
Oh, both. I got them both.
Really?
I got them both, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've given them all to the police. The email addresses the police all have and the telephone calls that weren't restricted phone calls, which leads me to believe, okay, when you get these restricted phone calls that are death threats and we're going to bomb your store and Molotov cocktails. See, that's the difference between the time of the Iliad. They may have thrown a spear at you, but today they throw a Molotov cocktail or they've got guns and they may use them. Who the hell knows? But then again, I've been shot at before. I've been married several times. I've gone through a lot of bad stuff.
Are you nervous?
Not for me, for my kids. I got enough scars on my body from enough street fights that I'm pretty sure I can handle myself. And if I do get hurt, you know what? I've broken limbs and the whole nine yards. You get up. Hopefully, as long as you're not dead, you recover. So let's see what happens.
Mm. Bill, is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
Learn how to take a joke. Lighten up. This was funny. If you didn't think it was funny and I offended you, my wholehearted apology to you guys. But you know what? This is the same kind of thing that happens when you go after, oh, I don't know, maybe Muslims. They turn around. They said this whole thing was about a movie trailer over there. They killed our ambassador. They killed several other people. All of a sudden, it branches out and goes all over the world. You know, 20 countries, they were going after our embassies. They scrawled on a wall, we are 1.8 million or billion or whatever the hell it is, Osamas. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, I think that we're wasting our time over there. This is my way of expressing the fact that we've got a president who's gone totally off the grid with what he's doing. He's divided us more than he's brought us together. This is a really good example of it. Look at the division and the hate that you have here. Now, what's that all from? Is it because you want to hold on to a handful of entitlements, and if this guy goes, no one else is going to take care of you? That's crazy. This country's got a huge heart. We help as much as we can. But there's a certain point when you got to help yourself. And that's the whole idea of this whole thing. You're not going to be better off if you get more. You're not. Because all you're going to keep doing is expecting more and more and more. And eventually, like a little kid, you give them as much as they possibly can. They get spoiled and they expect it. And when you don't give it to them, oh my God, it's tantrum time. That's what this is. This is tantrum time. For the wrong reasons. That's number one. Number two, when you get thrown under the bus. And it's interesting because the bus I was thrown under here with this whole thing is a bus that goes from Asbury Park and Point Pleasant here. The bus driver took it upon himself to stop in front of my store, let everybody out. They took pictures, they made comments, got back on the bus, and they took off. And then the mayor of the town turns around, he throws me under the bus. He claims that nobody else feels the way I do. I'm the only one here. You know, I'm disgusting, everything else. And, you know, the truth of the matter is it over the top what I did? Absolutely. Did I get attention for it? The wrong kind. Is it a statement? Yes, it's a statement. I think we're going down the tubes, and I want to see a change. I know that if this guy gets in for 4 more years, I'm not going to be here. There's no sense in keeping the little bit of money I got left into the store. These stores are like cash cows. You put all your life savings in here, everything, and you put it up on the wall, and you hope what sticks sells. And you know what? I'm not complaining. My business is pretty good. This past week, we actually did as much business in a week as I did for the entire month of October last year. I've had people come here from 2, 3, 4 hours away to shake my hand, support me. That's unbelievable. The phone calls I'm getting here on the positive side, these people cry when they get on the phone. I mean, I can't even tell you. I got a phone call from a guy who owns a cab company in Chicago, a black guy. I was trying to find it so I could read it to you, but there's so much stuff here. And this guy says to me that he won't be there 6 months from now. He's got 3 independent cabs. He's getting hammered with all the stuff that's happening. And the Obamacare thing is going to affect him. It's going to affect me. It's going to affect all of us. So this was my way of getting it out there. I'm not for it. I think we've got to vote him out to get rid of it. I think we've got to vote him out for a lot of reasons. I've never seen a president apologize. Well, that's not true. I just want my mayor to apologize the same way he did. But he did it to people that wanted, they want to obliterate us. This one is apologizing because I understand why. He's afraid of the repercussions to a small town like this. Well, the truth of the matter is, the people that send you these emails that tell you they'll never come back and everything else, chances are most of them wouldn't come back anyway. And that's just their way of reaching out to make you feel worse than you already feel. So I guess that being said, in a nutshell, would I do it again? Yeah.
If you're around next year.
If I'm around next year and Romney's doing a shitty job, I got a great one for him. So, you know what? I'm an equal opportunity ball buster.
That's great. Do you have a website for your business, Bill?
I do. We have several websites. One of them is thejerseyshorething.com, and you click on shopping in Spring Lake, and our website and our videos pop up. And then we also have the store website, which is www.scoobyandco.net. My wife is returning every email, mm-hmm. whether it's positive or negative. You can get through to the person. I'm totally amazed. And I'm returning all the phone calls if I can. And the ones that hang up on you, you know, that call you the racial names, I think those phone calls are coming from the Obama cell phones that he handed out.
Bill Scooby of Scooby and Company Lifestyle Clothing of Spring Lake, New Jersey. I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners. And thank you for doing what many people should do, that is taking the First Amendment and putting it in front of everybody's face, because the First Amendment is clearly in danger. It has been for quite some time, especially since 9/11. And thank you for your time and for doing what you did.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the honesty. I don't get too much of that.